Hamlet answered. "Lady, these many things beset my mind no less than yours. But I should die of shame before our Trojan men and noble women if, like a coward, I avoided battle. Nor am I moved to. Long ago I learned how to be brave, how to go forward always and to contend for honor, father's and mine. Honor, for in my heart and soul I know a day will come when ancient Ilion falls, when Priam and the folk of Priam perish. Not by the Trojans' anguish on that day am I so overborne in mind. The pain of Hecuba herself, or Priam king, or of my brothers, many and valorous, who will have fallen in dust before our enemies, as by your own grief, when some armed Achaean takes you in tears, your free life stripped away. Before another woman's loom in Argos, it may be you will pass, or at Messias, or Hipparia, Phaia, fountain carrying water against your will, iron constraint upon you. And seeing you in tears, a man may say, 'There is the wife of Hector, who fought best of Trojan horsemen when they fought at Troy.' So he may say, and you will ache again for one man who could keep you out of bondage. Let me be hidden dark down in my grave before I hear your cry or know you captive.' As he said this, Hector held out his arms to take his baby. But the child squirmed round on the nurse's bosom and began to wail, terrified by his father's great war helm, the flashing bronze, the crest with horsehair plume tossed like a living thing at every nod. His father began laughing, and his mother laughed as well. Then from his handsome head Hector lifted off his helm and bent to place it bright with sunlight on the ground. When he had kissed his child and swung him high to dandle him, he said this prayer: 'O Zeus, and all immortal, may this child, my son, become like me, a prince among the Trojans. Let him be strong and brave, and rule in power at Ilion. Then some day men will say, "This fellow is far better than his father." Seeing him home from war, and in his arms the blood-stained gear of some tall warrior slain, making his mother proud." After this prayer, into his dear wife's arms he gave his baby, whom on her fragrant breast she held and cherished, laughing through her tears.